Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is James Lee. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. We're talking about Red Hat Enterprise Linux in this class, and I thought I'd take a couple minutes to talk about different desktop applications that are available. There are a lot of people who come to Linux these days that come from other operating systems such as Windows or the Mac world, and in those operating systems there's a lot of applications that are available, so they come to Linux looking for similar applications. So I thought I'd take a minute and say that there are many different ones available, and let's talk about some of those. Probably the most important application that's out there that's needed on the desktop is a web browser. So yes, web browsers are available for Linux. The most popular web browser in the Linux world is Firefox. And Firefox is an open source, very excellent web browser. It's also available for Windows and Mac, by the way. And a lot of Windows users use Firefox instead of Internet Explorer. But it's an excellent browser. It has all the features that you would find that it would have in other operating systems as well. Another popular GUI-based web browser is called Opera. Opera is an excellent web browser as well. But in the world of Linux, unlike other operating systems, it's very common to use what are known as text-based browsers. Text-based browsers are browsers you run in a terminal, like a shell, instead of a GUI. And basically, it just gives you the text information, no images, no JavaScript, none of that stuff. And they're very popular in Linux because I guess Linux users are a bit more technical and maybe aren't as interested in all the whiz-bang images, but just want the information. So a very common text-based, terminal-based browser is called Lynx, L-I-N-K-S, and its variant eLynx. And it's really easy to use. You may have it installed. So if you can fire up a shell, just type Lynx space and then a URL like http://.org and see what happens. Another common one is Lynx, spelled L-Y-N-X, like the cat, Lynx. It's another terminal-based browser. It's also excellent. And a third terminal-based browser is W3M. That's also a very common one. So you're covered in the web browser world, for sure, in the world of Linux. The second most common is probably email. So a lot of users are going to want to have an email client, and there are many different ones available in Linux. The first one is Thunderbird. Thunderbird is part of the Firefox suite. So it's a GUI-based terminal, a GUI-based email tool, and it's excellent, so you can give that a try. There's also, as you would imagine, the world of Linux, there are terminal-based email readers like Elm. Elm stands for electronic mail. Then there's Pine. Pine stand is a kind of a derivative of Elm, which stands for Pine is not Elm. And then the next iteration of Pine is Alpine. So those are available as text-based email tools. Another very popular text-based email tool is Mutt. Mutt is very, very good tool that can be run from the terminal. Now, if you're looking for an Outlook-like email tool, one that's available in the Red Hat, the GNOME desktop, something called Evolution. So if you're looking for an Outlook-like tool, check out Evolution. It's really quite good. It has a lot of the same features that Outlook has. Obviously, you're able to send and receive email. But also, Outlook has an integrated calendar and to-do list and so on that you would find in, same as in Outlook. So if you're fond of the Outlook suite, the good news, Evolution may be a good replacement. And it's open source and it's free. And probably one of the biggest things that Windows users and some Mac users are using is the Microsoft Office suite, like Word, Excel, and so on. And so they come to Linux and they're thinking, wow, you know, I can't live without Word. I can't live without Excel. What am I going to do in the Linux world? Well, there just so happens to be an open source version of the Windows Office Suite. It's called OpenOffice. And OpenOffice is a tremendous substitute for the Microsoft Suite, Office Suite. The OpenOffice Suite, where, by the way, you can find it at openoffice.org. The OpenOffice Suite includes 5 programs. The first one's called Writer. Writer is basically the substitute for Word. Writer is the tool used to create documents. It's everything that you want from a modern word processor. Basically, all the features that you come to know in Word are available in Writer. The big difference? It's free. OpenOffice also has a spreadsheet called Calc. Calc is the Excel replacement. And it's basically has all the good features that you would come to expect from Excel. It's very easy to use, easy to learn. And you can also use it in very advanced ways. Impress creates presentations. So this is like the replacement for PowerPoint. Excellent presentation software and allows you to create using images and so on in a very easy way. Again, it's free. Another tool is called Draw. And what Draw is, allows you to work with graphics and diagrams and so on. Very nice tool. And finally, there's something called Base, which is a manipulation of databases like MySQL and so on. This is good for beginners, intermediate, and advanced users. So these 5 tools are available through OpenOffice. Again, it's available for free. Now, the format that these tools store files in is unique to OpenOffice, but the good news is this. It can read Word files, Excel files, and so on. It can also save in those formats. So if you have a file with a .doc extension, OpenOffice Writer can read it. If you've got an extension with .xls, Calc can read that, and so on. Also, when you create a document, you can store it in its native format, or you can save it as a .doc, so it can be used by anyone using Microsoft Word. So OpenOffice is an excellent suite of desktop applications. So if you've come from the Windows world and you feel like you can't live without Word, never fear. That's available and is available for free, so you can't beat the price on that. So again, if you're migrating from another operating system or basically looking for usable applications on your desktop, Linux has them. So my suggestion is use Firefox. Check out Thunderbird or Evolution. Download OpenOffice and you'll be ready to go. Happy desktop searching in Linux.
I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for James Lee. If there's a show you'd like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.